Peter Agre's Nobel Prize-winning research on cell membranes has led to a better understanding of heart and kidney diseases, but he used his visit to Madison to talk about global warming. He says the Bush administration's failure to sign the Kyoto Treaty was a colossal mistake.
By not taking that seriously, the administration is playing Russian roulette with the environment. If they're right, then maybe no big harm will occur. If they're wrong, it'll be a disaster. Do we want to take that chance?
Agre is traveling the country on behalf of a political action group called Scientists and Engineers for Change. While not explicitly endorsing John Kerry, Agre says most scientists agree that the Bush administration's policies are delaying potential scientific breakthroughs.
We're being restricted rather than encouraged in science.
He says a change at the White House is needed. He says John Kerry would appoint a group of advisors who would be less likely to politicize scientific decisions. And he said Wisconsin voters could make the difference.
Wisconsin is the tipping point. And if the informed people in Wisconsin will make a decision on what is the right thing to do and go out and vote, that can be national policy.
Republican Party spokesperson Chris Lotto says the group Agre is connected to is a partisan one. He says while their tour isn't sponsored by Kerry, many of them have publicly endorsed him. He urges voters to take their message on the president's science policy with a large grain of salt. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.